Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Wounded to Wonderful with yours truly, Angie McDonald. You're tuned into episode 5, and today we're going to be talking about healing our minds. And I came across a quote right before doing this podcast, and it's unknown, but the words really spoke to me, and it gave me perspective on how to just really control my thoughts and my reactions to different things that happen in life. And we're just going to go right into it. And I'm just so grateful you're here with me today. And hey, everyone. Yeah, I think I got my formalities out the way. But the quote is, I know that healing my mind gives me more energy to tackle new challenges. And I repeat, I know that healing my mind gives me more energy to tackle new challenges. And when I read that, I'm like, wow. If I really take the time to intentionally heal my thought process, the way my mind is thinking or the thoughts that might be racing as a result of different things that are happening or that I might anticipate to be happening, healing my mind gives me more energy to tackle new challenges. And it lets me know that by not having a healed state of mind is causing me to waste energy, precious thought process on things that don't matter. On things that are irrelevant and things that are just going to really delay me getting to purpose when I should be. And I want us to really take a keen look at what I'm going to be talking about today. It's going to be a very brief talk, but we need to understand that our thoughts are important because, as the good book says, as someone thinks, so they are. The King James Version says, as a man thinketh, so is he. So I really want us to pay attention to that today, to understand that as we think or how we react to the different things happening around us, so we are. That's the things that we're going to reflect, the mannerisms, the attitude, the vibe, everything about how we think or how we're not thinking is going to be reflective of how we carry out our day. And I really took special attention to that. Because lately, I've been doing all right. I've been doing good as far as knocking out goals, meeting deadlines, locking in new contracts, and getting things done. And this quote came as a result of me just a particular post I put on LinkedIn the day I found the quote. And it was about a day that I had a really successful day. But towards the end of the day, of course, here comes something negative. Here comes some unqualified personnel coming to me and trying to dictate or trying to question how I do what I do. And I almost felt compelled to explain to them who I am. Like, wait a minute, do you even know who I am? Do you even know what I do? Why are you even in my space right now saying the things you're saying? And at times, yes, we do have some unqualified folks that can just come up in our spaces and try to dictate or try to question or try to just demean or just flip the attitude that we've maintained for the day. A really good, you know, productive attitude and mindset. And I almost felt compelled to explain to that person. And I felt my temperature physically and emotionally rising to a point where I'm saying, all right, I might have to give this person a piece of my mind in order for them to understand who they're dealing with. And I had to catch myself, stop myself and say, Angie, are you even obligated to these persons to explain something that they will probably not even understand? And that's what we need to remember. When we're faced with challenges, challenging people, challenging mindsets, do we think we're obligated to explain who we are? Do we think we're obligated to make sense to them? And is it healing our minds? Is it going to give us any kind of release or closure by doing these things? Or is it just going to satisfy or appease who doesn't even care to be satisfied or appeased? They just wanted to cause disruption. So let's take a closer look at what it means to healing your mind. What are some of the things that you do in order to calm down your thought process, to bring you back to reality, to bring you back to a cool-headed level of clarity, of thinking, of perspective, of the things that you know you need to be doing. For me, it's taking a deep breath, taking a close look at the person, and realizing that I'm not obligated to them. And then being the woman that I am, you know, I love calling on the name of the Lord. I'll ask him to step in and take control of the situation. Or sometimes I would always breathe, speak to my heart, Lord. Because if I continue to speak to me, the words that I'll regurgitate to those who are offending or who are disturbing my peace will not be nice. So I have to always keep myself accountable to know that they are, or whoever's trying to cause disruption, static, messing up our energy, they're not qualified to get that much energy from us. Because we know, like the quote says from this anonymous, amazing person, whoever wrote it, I know that healing my mind gives me more energy to tackle new challenges. We should be redirecting that energy to the things that we want to achieve, to the levels that we want to aspire to attain. Okay? So I really paid attention to that, and I had to train myself and remind myself, and of course feed myself a little bit of my own Wounded to Wonderful medicine. And I had to say a little prayer, and I said, oh Lord, please allow my whole heart to be at rest, trusting in you. Right? Because if your heart or if your mind or your thought process is at unrest, then just consider how derailed you may feel, how stuck or how delayed you might feel as a result of just one incident of someone or something coming to disrupt your flow. So, today, I hope and pray that we have found ways and means to keep our mind healed. Some folks may do it with meditation. Some folks may do it with intense prayer. Some folks may do it with centering themselves and reminding themselves of the greatness that God has downloaded into you and the greatness that you carry and that needs to be delivered to the world. And these distractions will come in the forms of things great and small, significant and insignificant. But it is up to us. It is within our power and within our means on how we respond to these things. I've learned in coaching and in the realms of extending my certifications and the way I deal with different walks of people of different walks of life, that no one makes you feel the way that you would end up feeling. It is all up to you on how you respond and react to what their projection or what their perception of you is. And at times, their projection and perception may not even be reality. Majority of the time it is, because if it makes you feel uncomfortable or feel as if you have to explain yourself, that's proof in itself to state that they are not familiar with who you really are. They have not gained the wisdom and the clarity and the understanding of the individual who you know to be in front of everyone and behind closed doors. And this is why I always stress on the importance of integrity, on maintaining an integritous lifestyle, mindset, way of doing things, way of carrying out business. Because when one seems to come with a falsified narrative, there's so many more besides you. Yes, you are, you know, standing firm on who you are and whose you are, and definitely understanding the importance of your contribution to society and to the world. But there are others who have experienced your integrity, your character, who can stand for you and with you, attesting to that. So let's always catch ourselves when we're not at a place where we need to be mentally, based on different circumstances. Let's try to maintain inspiring and godly relationships, very positive and reliable relationships, to know that, as they said, birds that flock together, fly together, flock together. Am I saying it right? Birds that flock together, stay together, right? Birds of a feather flock together. fourth time's a charm. So we have to understand these things, that, you know, the type of company we keep, the energy that we surround ourselves with, will definitely help us to reflect instantaneously the mindset that we need to show and the mindset that we need to react with whenever we're faced with challenges. So in going forward today, I want you to find your way of healing your mind, because there's so much more that you need to accomplish. There's so much more that you need to go after, to attain, and to succeed. All right? And if you need help with learning of inspiring and pivotal ways of healing your mind and finding peace and solace and centering, definitely reach out to me, Wounded to Wonderful Coaching, where I specialize in resilience, grief support, and transitional coaching for anyone who's going through a rough time, anyone who's experienced a significant loss of a loved one, lifestyle, way of thinking, way of living. I'm here to help you achieve and overcome and grow from wounded to wonderful. So let's learn how to heal our minds when we're faced with negative things, when we're faced with challenging situations or even persons. Because we know that healing our minds gives us much more energy to tackle new challenges. You know how to reach me, Angie@woundedtowonderful.com. And definitely you can find me on my Instagram. I am Angie McDonald. Also, on my other Instagram handle, Wounded to Wonderful Coaching. And of course, if you're on LinkedIn and you're a professional seeking guidance for resilience, relevance, and bouncing back in the workplace or in your profession, definitely you can find me on LinkedIn. Search Mrs. Angie McDonald. It's been a pleasure giving you this brief but impactful power talk. And of course, I'll be back with you next week, same time, same place, to share with you. And as we heal, grow, discover, I would love for you to grow from wounded to wonderful. It's been a pleasure talking to you today. Until next week, guys. Bye for now.